hosted by Chantal Clark on November 13th, 2007, on the harpers.org website. This is the weekly news and review from killradio.org and Harpers. Thanks, Chantal. I'm Bennett, your faithless host, and this is the news of the past week. And there certainly has been some news, hasn't there? Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf said that the country will hold parliamentary elections in January, but refused to give a date for ending his emergency decree or stepping down as head of the military. He froze the Constitution and declared martial law. Opposition leader Benazir Bhutto was placed under house arrest when she tried to attend a political rally. President George W. Bush said that General Musharraf has been an indispensable ally. Where's bin Laden? Burma's military junta permitted pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who has been under house arrest for 12 of the past 18 years, to meet with her party at an Ibero-American summit in Chile. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez called Spain's former prime minister a fascist, adding, "Fascists are not human. A snake is more human." "Why don't you shut up?" asked the King of Spain. The Senate approved Michael Mukasey as U.S. Attorney General, even though he refused to condemn waterboarding. Congress overrode President Bush's veto for the first time on a water bill that earmarked money for the Everglades and the Gulf Coast, and half of the New Orleans streetcars were still broken and were over 2 years since then. Within, 6 months after the 94 earthquake, a collapsed freeway had been repaired here in Los Angeles. Streetcars still broken in New Orleans. Congress cheered a speech by French President Nicolas Sarkozy. "You just heard a Ronald Reagan speech from a president of France," said a Republican senator from Kentucky. 1 full year remains before the U.S. presidential election, and aren't we already totally sick of it? Ron Paul raised $4.2 million in 24 hours, plus he got the backing of the American Nazis. Mitt Romney said that children were better off with dead straight rather than living gay parents. And Ben Cohen, the co-founder of Ben & Jerry's, denied that there were plans for a John Edwards flavor of ice cream, but said that a hypothetical Edwards ice cream would not be a very fluffy flavor, and suggested it be called Captain Courageous Crunch. It was reported that more American troops were killed in 2007 than in any year since the start of the Iraqi War, and at least 75 people, including 59 children, were killed in Afghanistan's deadliest suicide bombing since the fall of the Taliban. Oh, well, they're better off dead, right? Wrestler Mary Lillian Ellison, known as the Fabulous Moolah, died at 84, as did writer and wife stabber Norman Mailer. Back in 1980, I had just come back to New York from doing some work in Chicago, and I was hired by the 13th Street Repertory Company to fix a broken play. It had been running for a month at that time, and it was on a double bill with a Lanford Wilson play, Ikey Ikey 999, which was directed by Norman Mailer. I came in and did the work with my play, which was called Emperor. I didn't write it, but I worked on it. And then one night, and there was a substitute cast filling in for the Wilson play. But after another month, as my show was now running, Norman Mailer showed up. He had directed the Lanford Wilson play for his wife Norris Church to star in. And then there was this marvelous evening where Norman Mailer and I sat in the lobby of the theater for like 2 hours discussing theater. He referred to me as the expert because that was my job. And he was a tremendously interesting and totally fun person to talk to. That was one of those great nights in my life. I got to hang out with Norman Mailer. But now he's 84 and he's dead. Meanwhile, members of the Writers Guild of America went on strike to demand greater profits from new forms of media. Television networks hired loyalty consulting firms to figure out how to lure back viewers. And a North Carolina researcher found that female spadefoot toads will mate with other species of toad in order to increase the survival rate of their tadpoles. Oh, those selfish genes. Canadian scientists discovered that women are more likely to swing their hips seductively when they are at their least fertile. And researchers in Pittsburgh found that women with big hips and small waists had smarter children. Obesity was found to cause cancer in women. And researchers announced that that 10 years after a woman stops taking birth control pills, her heightened risk of cervical cancer returns to normal. Ted Clout, a former Republican South Dakota state legislator, was convicted of raping his teenage foster daughters. Clout convinced the girls that he was a licensed gynecologist and massaged their breasts to get the fibroids out and vaginas regularly to ascertain their capability for egg donation. A London woman who says she only called herself the lyrical terrorist because it sounded cool was convicted under the UK Terrorism Act for posting poems on the internet praising Osama bin Laden and for owning terrorist manuals. "You have been in many respects," said the judge, "a complete enigma to me." Voters in Great Britain decided that their most ridiculous law was one that makes it illegal to die in the Houses of Parliament. Italian police discovered the Mafia's Ten Commandments. "Always being available for Cosa Nostra is a duty," reads number 5, "even if your wife's about to give birth." Companies in Florida were forbidding their employees to smoke, even in private. "If you are an alcoholic and we have the right to fire you, we will do so," said the president of Westgate Resorts. "And if you are obese and there is a way for us not to hire you or to fire you, we will do that too." Desperate to protect themselves from crime, many South Africans were attending martial arts classes taught by Bruce Lee's top student, Grandmaster Richard Bustillo. "I was born in 1975, and Bruce died in 1973, said one pupil. "He was a Chinese guy, but maybe he came back as an African." Nigeria was suing American tobacco companies for promoting underage smoking. And California was suing the federal government for preventing it from reducing car pollution. Soon after Aquadots, a China-made bead toy aimed at children 4 and older, was named Australia's Toy of the Year, 4.2 million units were recalled because chemicals in the tiny beads, when metabolized, turn into the date rape drug GHB. 8-year-old twins from Ohio were nationally recognized for inventing wedgie-proof underpants. And doctors performed a 40-hour operation to remove 4 limbs from an 8-limbed India girl, who is believed by some to be an incarnation of the Hindu goddess Lakshmi. That's it for the weekly news and review. Goodbye, Norman Mailer. If you want to check out any links for that story, you have to go to the harpers.org website. In the meantime, this is over. You can go back to doing whatever it is you were thinking you were doing.